Welcome to Wilmot's Quant Talk, where we unpack the latest in quantitative finance. Today, Finn and I are diving into a thought-provoking piece by Rolf Paulsen titled LSM Again, Part 2, Table 1, Table.
It's a paper that really gets to the heart of scientific rigor in finance. Paulsen starts right off the bat with a powerful statement. Replication is possible. Replication often requires you to think. Thinking is hard. This sets the stage for a discussion that's not just about models, but about the practical, sometimes messy reality of our work.
Absolutely. The core of this paper revolves around the replicability of results, specifically for American option pricing, using the least squares Monte Carlo, or LSM method. This technique, from Longstaff and Schwartz's 2001 paper, is a cornerstone for many of us. Paulsen's aim here is to show that not only is replication possible, but it truly demands deep thought and can be surprisingly challenging.
And they get quite specific, focusing on Table 1 from the original LSM paper. We're talking about a Strike 40 American put option on a dividend-free underlying asset, where the price process follows a geometric Brownian motion with a continuous interest rate of 0.06. They examine 20 different combinations of moneyness, volatility, and expiry using 50,000 plus 50,000 antithetic paths and employing Laguerre polynomials up to order 3.
The initial hurdle, as Paulsen points out, is simply matching the European put option prices, which should be straightforward Black-Scholes. But then, as he moves into replicating the American option prices, that's where the nuances and challenges truly emerge. He compares the original paper's numbers with those derived from binomial models and even throws in results from ChatGPT.
That's where it really clicked for me. He mentions discrepancies like a 0.001 difference and playfully adds, or look, a squirrel. It perfectly captures those moments in quant work where you're scratching your head, realizing that seemingly minor deviations require significant investigation. It's that thinking is hard part in action.
And the segment on Can AI Do This is particularly relevant for today's quant. Paulsen prompted ChatGPT for code to implement these models, while the initial output was incorrect. After some refinement, ChatGPT provided code that was quite efficient. This suggests that while AI isn't a silver bullet, it's a rapidly evolving tool that can certainly assist in model development, though human oversight remains crucial.
The discussion on bias is also paramount. Paulsen meticulously analyzes in-sample RMSE, in-sample bias, and out-of-sample bias as functions of the number of in-sample paths. He warns that training models with too few paths can lead to wildly optimistic performance estimates, especially a negative out-of-sample bias. This means your model might appear accurate, but it's actually using a suboptimal exercise strategy, leading to a lower expected payoff than the true American option value.
It's a critical lesson for anyone building and validating models. The strength of LSM is its flexibility, but Paulsen wisely advises that if a more direct, finite difference-like method, such as a binomial model, is available and suitable, it might sometimes be preferred. It's a nuanced balance between flexibility and direct accuracy.
Absolutely. This paper is a brilliant reminder that quantitative finance isn't just about applying formulas. It's about understanding the underlying assumptions, the potential pitfalls like bias, and the sheer intellectual effort required to truly validate our models.
A fantastic read that encourages critical thinking beyond just running the numbers. Thanks for joining us on Wilmot's Quant Talk.
We'll be back next time with more insights into the fascinating world of quantitative finance.